Best Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Besa Shio.
And this is the place where we believe that every single marriage out there has a chance.
Yes, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling.
And you guys can always reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Besa Shio.
And of course, you can visit the blog at liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Awesome. So what are we talking about today, Whitney?
So, you know, I just got done reading a study that talked about the three things that make a marriage successful, or make a marriage happy, anyway. And those three things were commitment, generosity, and sexual intimacy. Whoa. But I didn't want to get too far into the study or into all three of those things. I really thought the generosity part was very interesting.
So the three things are generosity. Mm-hmm. What else?
Commitment.
Commitment and?
And sexual intimacy.
Okay.
So when couples are strong in all three of those areas, they found that their marriage is more likely to be a lot happier
and yes.
stay together longer.
Yes.
But like I said, the generosity really, for some reason, just stood out to me. And I wanted to just go over some ideas on why that can be so helpful for a married couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
So generosity, isn't that just being nice and helping out when your spouse needs help?
The funny thing is, for me, when I see the word generosity, one of the first things that I think of is I think of money.
Oh, okay.
I think of financial giving.
Yes.
But you're right. There are so many different ways that you can be generous. Especially with the person that you're married to.
Especially. So when you're being generous, does it have to be with time, money? Can you be generous with other people's money? Can you be generous with other people's stuff and just like mm-hmm. giving away other people's money? Is that does that qualify as being generous?
How do you give away someone else's money? I'm confused.
Oh, it has to be your money.
So, well, going back to what you had mentioned a minute ago about giving your time
yeah.
and your energy.
Yes.
I think those regular small acts of kindness are extremely valuable, especially when it comes to the person you're married to.
Yeah.
Because, for example, if you are using acts of kindness or gestures or words, it really can show your spouse like, hey, you matter. You are important.
Yes.
And because it takes effort. I mean, that's the truth. Whether you're taking a few extra minutes out of your day to go and get their favorite coffee.
Oh.
Or you're just taking a few extra seconds to say, hey, you look really beautiful today. That actually takes effort. Because even for the coffee, for you to even know what their favorite flavors are.
Yeah.
It tells them that, okay, you know them.
Very
really
well.
You remember the things they like.
Yes.
And you care enough to go and get it.
Yes.
And so, but the same way with stopping for a moment to give them a compliment.
Yes.
That also takes effort for you to remember to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And it just shows, it's such a nice gesture.
Yes.
Or it could be a back rub, for example, or a foot rub, or whatever you think is something that they would like.
Yeah.
Another thing too is, so it's those types of things, those small gestures that take a few minutes out of your day, but it lets your spouse know how much they truly are valued, respected, and it can also make them just feel desired, like you are actually happy to have them there with you.
Oh, okay.
And the really interesting thing about generosity is a lot of us, we might feel like, okay, am I supposed to give so much to the point where I just feel empty or I feel drained and not expect anything in return? But what is so interesting about that is you can meet your own emotional needs by doing things for others.
Oh, okay.
There is something to gain. There's something for you to gain.
To gain from?
Just from being generous.
Yes.
And, like, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, volunteering is even better for the volunteer.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, because I've had that, and actually I've also experienced that. Mm-hmm. That when you go and help out and volunteer, mm-hmm. It feels like you're actually gaining more than what you're giving out.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So there's that really awesome feeling to know, like, okay, I'm serving, but actually I feel like I'm getting a lot in return. So there's that really fascinating part of it. And I think that being emotionally generous to the person that we married, really, I think in a way can also help us just feel better.
Oh, yeah.
And also feel fulfilled. And obviously, I mean, your spouse will reciprocate, I mean, which is even better.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they'll also feel like doing things for you too. But it's just so nice to be able to find those little ways that let them know how much you appreciate them.
Yes.
So with those words and those gestures.
The small acts of kindness, the daily small acts of kindness.
Right.
Yes.
Right, right. The regular small acts of kindness. Yeah. And another huge thing that I thought about is, for couples who have kids, but even if you don't have kids, I mean, okay. If you're able to notice when your spouse is feeling tired.
Okay.
To me, that's a big one. That's huge. If you're able to see, like, okay, they look like they've had just about all they can take for today. So I'm just going to say, okay, hey, you need to get some rest, and I'll take it from here.
Okay.
So again, I mean, that could be after they've had a long day at work, mm-hmm. or it could be after they've had a long day with the kids.
Okay, so notice when they're tired.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just help, like, pamper them, or should you also, like, give them a pep talk and motivate them?
To me, I think the whole point of that is just showing that you know them well enough. To be able to notice
when they are tired,
when they're not at their best, or they're just feeling exhausted. So not only do you notice, but you're willing to step in and do something
and help out.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So yeah, it can be what you said. It can be encourage them to keep going. If mm-hmm. if you know there's this important project that they need to keep moving forward on, and they need a cheerleader, they need someone there to kind of help give them a little push, that's also great too.
Okay, yeah, because sometimes you can be tired and it's actually you are feeling discouraged,
mm-hmm.
or right. maybe you are feeling depressed, or you're just feeling like, oh man, this is too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get a pep talk from your spouse, encouraging word from your spouse, it actually gives you, like, mm-hmm. some extra energy, and you can actually continue either finish or just feel more rejuvenated.
Yeah, and I'm really glad you brought that up because, yeah, in addition to noticing when someone is physically tired, but being able to tell when they're feeling discouraged.
Yes.
That is also really, really huge because It just shows them that you're paying attention.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're noticing those little things because a lot of times when we feel discouraged, we might actually try not to show it.
We
want to show that we're strong. So a lot of these things can be under the surface. It might not really be that obvious.
Yes.
But you as the spouse, you know they're not at their best.
Yes.
So just that emotional generosity of stopping and saying, hey, is there anything I can do to help you with this? Or just, you kind of look like you're not
So
you're not excited.
So that's you brought up something very interesting because mm-hmm. I've never heard of the emotional generosity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, okay. Right. So can you explain more about that emotional generosity?
So being emotionally generous, you're taking time and effort to stop and use words that build up your spouse. So it can be those I love yous or I miss yous or just thank you for all the stuff you do. It's just, just think of all the great compliments that you could give your spouse. And it's not just fluff. I mean, it's actually things that you know they've made a difference in your life just because they're there.
Yes.
Just because you have them in your life and you enjoy being with them every single day. It's so, because it's so much more than just trying to avoid being selfish. It's more than that. It's like, you know what? This is the least I can do. I am so grateful that I have this person here with me every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to share all of these experiences with them.
So I'm mostly like you're showing appreciation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of that. And, again, it's just basically you're putting their needs before your own. Okay. I mean, like going back to the whole, you know, back rub type deal.
Yes.
It's if you know that's something that your spouse enjoys, then it's something that makes them feel good. But as we had said earlier, the funny thing about it is you also feel good in return too, because you did a great thing. So it's fulfilling for you as well.
Yes.
But Another thing is if you cook their absolute favorite food.
Okay.
Just out of the blue, you surprise them. You know that there's this particular type of food that your spouse just loves. And, you know, maybe when you go to a special restaurant, that's the thing they order.
Or they always order.
They always order that. Yes. Or maybe they share memories with you about when they were a kid growing up and they say, hey, my grandpa used to make this or my aunt used to cook this and oh my gosh, I love it. If you just surprise them out of the blue and do that for them, it all goes back to you wanted to do something that would make them happy.
Yes.
And it also it's just a reminder that you know them well enough. You know the things they like.
Yes.
And you're willing to take time out of your day to make sure that they have it. It's those small things, really. But they add up.
They do.
That's
they
the great
do.
Thing about it. I mean, if it's... the crazy thing about life is, I mean, if there's a bunch of small, selfish acts happening each day, I mean, they build up quickly, too.
Very quickly.
But...
And it's like... Yeah. It's... In a way, it's more self-reinforcing.
Yeah.
So when you are doing these generous acts, mm-hmm. you get better at them.
Right.
Yes, you get better at them mm-hmm. and you become good at it and you mm-hmm. constantly do that while...
Kind of building a habit.
Yeah, building a habit, self-reinforcing.
Mm-hmm.
While if you are great at the opposite, you are also building that habit. Yes.
Right.
And in my feel like we are really simplifying this,
mm-hmm.
but some of these concepts are pretty simple to get, mm-hmm. right. but very hard to keep doing them.
Right. Well,
yes.
It's true. It's true. It can be a challenge, but the truth is, the way I look at it is, okay, do I want a bunch of selfish acts to continue building up each mm-hmm. day, or mm-hmm. would I rather have these little generous acts of kindness to build up? Because everything accumulates. Everything we do...
Accumulates.
Yeah, it starts small, and then it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Now that we know that everything accumulates, we also have another issue that as we are going on with our day,
mm-hmm.
like, and we have to make a decision between... being generous and not being generous. Or mm-hmm. sometimes it's not even that easy to make, to know that it's time to make that decision. Mm-hmm. How can you simplify this so that in our day-to-day life, making the decision of being generous becomes a non-issue? You just, you just you act, and the way you are acting is you are giving up something or giving more
right
of yourself. Or how can you do that to help couples?
It's and I'm glad you asked that, because we can start to exchange ideas on how to make that work, because a lot of times it might just be a feeling that you feel. You might just have this, oh, I admire the person I married so much. I admire them, and when I see them sitting at their desk working on something, I'm interested. Yes. I want to ask, hey, what are you doing? I just admire you so much. I admire the work you do. But that feeling doesn't always show up. It's everyday life gets in the way.
Yes. A kid is crying.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So you won't always have these just amazing, overwhelming feelings of, oh, I just want to sit down and talk to him, or I just want to sit down and talk to her. No, so that's where being intentional comes in. And as you had mentioned earlier, just being able to form the right habits.
Yes.
A lot of it is simply just going to be making sure you do these things instead of doing the opposite.
Now, and so when we are making the decision, you just go ahead and like, okay, I know I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
I know she was a little bit crabby this morning, but now I need to make this decision, and I just need to go ahead and offer her this great chai latte that she loves.
Right.
Although she was crabby earlier and I felt like she was mean to me. Like at that moment, I should just go with the mechanical act and just show up and just help and step up and do an act of kindness.
Right.
Although either she did not do it earlier to me or I don't feel like it.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, because it's like, okay, should I do this even when they least deserve it?
Yes.
Because that feeling is also going to be there too. I mean, we're all human. Mm-hmm. So especially if you started off the day on a bad note. But yeah, that's definitely where the commitment and just being intentional, just forming the habit, just is going to push you right through that. I mean, because the truth is, a lot of times in love, you're making a decision. You're making a choice. You're not, because the feelings come and go. I mean, feelings go up and down.
Yes.
That's just the way life is. And pop culture always tells us the opposite. Movies and songs tell us that, well, if you don't feel like it, then it's not possible.
Yes, if you don't feel like it, don't do it. Yeah,
if you don't feel like it, you can't be with that person.
Yes.
But that's not how to have a successful marriage. You do it because you're deciding to do it.
Yes.
Like I said, I'm really glad you brought that up, because I was also thinking, what if you do so many nice things and your spouse is like, okay, are they like buttering me up for something?
Yes.
Are they trying to cover up something that they did? I mean, what's going on here? Why? What is their reason for doing this?
Yeah.
But what I think is, even if it's being done when you feel like you least deserve it, or you feel like they're doing it just, and you're not really sure what the reason is.
Okay.
The good part about it is a habit is being formed.
Okay.
It's because you can think of it as fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing is, you're still, those great things, the generosity, it's just building up and building up. It's regardless of the reason why it's being done. I mean, I'm not saying that it should be done to cover up, you know, whatever mistake was made or whatever, or deception. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, you know, if someone does bring that issue up, like, are they trying to soften me up for something?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't think there is a wrong way to go about being emotionally generous.
I don't think so.
I really don't think it can be that fake. I just don't, because it takes so much effort to do it and to remember to do it.
Yeah.
And to do it regularly. I really don't think that someone could keep it up if it was an act.
Yes. I mean, and I like what you talked about, that you are building a habit. You are creating a habit. And and sometimes you get more done with, what did they say? You get more with honey than with vinegar. How did they say?
Right, yeah. Yeah, you'll get a lot more with honey than you will with vinegar. Yeah, you're right.
So, yes. So it's actually in everybody's best idea or something to actually do nice things.
Yeah, and I mean, let's say if I'm at work the whole day.
Yeah.
And I'm nice to people at work. And then some of us would say, well, yeah, I'm nice because I have to.
Because I'm at work, you know.
I have to be nice.
Yes.
But why would I not want to have some of that, at least some of that niceness left over at the end of the day for the person I live with?
Oh, okay, yes.
To me, it seems like I should actually have an abundance of that emotional generosity for my spouse.
And, you know, for some, for many houses, what happens is in the morning, pretty much everybody leaves. The spouses go to work, right, and the kids go to school. Mm-hmm. And we will show up back again in the evening.
Yes.
Tired. But it seems like when we are at school or we are at work, we go out of our way to work on the social graces, which it's pretty much expected to be nice. So if you're a waitress, you are nice to the customer. If you're a waiter, you're nice to the customers. If you are doing some customer service or whatever, even if in an office, you go out of your way not only to be nice, but to do the social graces and hold doors and just be nice. But it seems by the time you get home, and some of us say, you know what, now I'm going to be myself. I need to lay down.
Yeah.
And the people who you really love the most, the people who you've decided that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, now you start being mean and short and they're just driving you nuts.
Right.
Something that you never have done to a customer at a restaurant if you're working there, or to just another employee in the company you're working at.
Right.
But
right.
So it's, if we realize that, actually we know that we have the capacity to be quote unquote nice, and we've done it, we have 8 hours of doing it. Why don't we just continue doing that at home when we get home?
Right. And that's totally true, because the whole idea of being generous to your spouse is this feeling that, okay, I want my spouse to feel content.
Yes.
I want them to feel loved, or I want them to feel happy.
Yes.
So that's where that whole part about giving comes from. It's like, you know, I want the best for them. I just want to give.
Yes.
So it's, I totally get it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's easy to just be like, okay, you know what? I am really tired right now. I feel like I don't have any energy left at all. But if we go back and think, okay, how much sense does that make for me to use up all of my energy on strangers and then not have anything left for my spouse?
Yes. And I don't think it's so much about using all your energy, because we can, you see, the good thing about energy is we never run out of it. You just get replenished. So you might feel tired, but when you wake up in the morning, you are ready to go again.
Right.
So the idea that you run out of it, sometimes to me it can be very controversial, because I feel like you are not running out of energy. You just need to get yourself in that right mindset that, you know what, if I could do this at work, I can do it at home. And the funny thing is, for some, for people who have two jobs, they finish one job, they are still nice there, they drive to the other job, and they start being nice again.
Right. So it's something you can generate.
Yes. You just generate. So, let's say your second job, you're delivering pizzas. That does not give you a reason to go and be mean, because it's your second job and you are, quote unquote, you ran out of your patience. No, I mean, if it's your second job, you just start being nice again. Or if you're working you're working maybe two shifts.
Yeah.
The fact that you've done one shift does not mean you have an excuse or a reason to be mean on your second shift.
There's that. I like to point out that feeling of, okay, I'm home now. I just need to be free. I just need to chill out. I don't have to worry about being polite. But actually, when you go back and you flip it and you're like, again, why would you not be nicer to the people who live in your house than you are to the strangers you deal with during the day or whenever? Yeah. So that's because I've heard, I think one of our pastors mentioned that. He said that he used to go home and be really crabby.
Oh, he was?
But because he's like, I'm home now. I don't need any restrictions. I don't need any rules. I don't need to impress anybody.
Yes.
But
I guess at home, that's when you really need that.
Yeah. You believe me, you would rather impress at home. Believe me.
Than getting at home and being this crazy, crazy animal because you're quote unquote at home. But when you go to work, I mean, you are well reserved.
Very pleasant.
Very, very, very pleasant. Yes. I mean, you get all the accolades and compliments as the most generous person, the nicest person. You're using a lot of kind words. You are
you go out of your way to be helpful.
Yes, I mean,
yes.
Some folks even get awards as like people who are like cops, policemen or firefighters, they can even win like Good Samaritan awards, or like how they went above and beyond helping strangers, like pulling strangers out of buildings and burning buildings and I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
but when
yes.
but when you get home, it's a different story.
Right.
So once you realize that this is something that you can generate,
absolutely,
you can generate. Actually, for me, it makes it easy, because some people will call it you're faking it, but I say it's you're just generating that pleasantness and being generous.
Right.
Yeah, being kind and generous.
Right.
Yes.
So, folks, just as a recap, we just wanted to encourage you to be emotionally generous to your spouse. And you can do that in ways that are easiest for you. If it is small acts of kindness, gestures, words, small gifts, whatever it is, you can actually meet your own emotional needs by meeting the needs of your spouse. And I know that sounds a little bit strange, but it is possible. So, Pesa, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, I just want to remind everybody that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. And just because right now you're going through a tough spot, we all go through them. I mean, don't expect that everything will be rosy, but there's something you can do about it.
Yes, absolutely.
So, folks, until next time, don't forget to check us out at iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud. or Facebook/liveyourbestmarriage. Until next time, bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.